Chapter 3. Kirk turned 18 on February 11th. There was a small celebration. Still on strike and with very little money, they managed to find only one candle to put on the cake. To Anne's relief, Kirk was only bluffing about sending the kids to foster care, and the subject hadn't come up again. Temporarily replacing his anger was the fact that he might be drafted into the army. May told Anne, because Kirk was the head of the household, he would get a deferral and not have to go to war like so many of their neighbors' sons had. But worrying about the war wasn't the Russells' only dilemma. The strike situation had by now escalated out of proportion and had become a symbol of the city's two races deadlocked in a test of will. T.O. Jones's efforts thus far to organize a union had been largely unsuccessful. The working conditions and near-minimum wages were far from optimum. Militant as well as conservative ministers were not above hinting at violence as a solution to the stalemate. It was no surprise to anyone when the remaining sanitation workers walked out on February 12, 1968. On February 15th, the city began trying to hire replacements for the 700 striking sanitation department workers who had let more than 10,000 tons of garbage pile up in the city. Memphis had transformed from being one of the nation's cleanest cities into one of its filthiest. Kirk's pessimistic attitude was getting worse as the strike continued on and on. He walked the picket line and came home angry and more exhausted than he did when he worked a full 8-hour day. May always had his dinner ready and made sure that the kids were upstairs and out of his way. By February 28th, it had rained nonstop for 3 days. Sewer and drain workers had their workday canceled because of it. On that misty day, the black workers were paid 2 hours, while their white contemporaries were paid for the whole day. When the word got out about the pay disparity, all hell broke loose. An emergency union meeting was held. After the second union meeting, more than 1,100 members of the sanitation workforce engaged in a wildcat strike, shocking the national union leadership as much as it did city officials. The strike would